Blog Talk Radio.
X2DL.com. I'm the one and only Q Man, and along with my partner T Mitch, we are going to bring you another 30 minutes of Neo Soulgasm. What's up, T Mitch?
I'm doing good, man. You know, normally I'm nervous when we have the really, really attractive artists on the show. I am beside myself with angst and anxiety tonight.
Oh, God.
Chill, stop that. I'm just really, really, really excited. We have a great, great show lined up for everybody tonight. Shout out to everybody already listening. Shout out to Kiki, who's already in the chat room. You see the big part of why tonight is tonight. So I'm just ready to get going, man.
That sounds good. Well, for all of you to know, T. Mitch is a Cowboys fan. And right now, and I will keep you updated because some of you may say, I don't know if I should watch the game or listen to the show. I got you. Right now, Dallas is driving, so all you Giant fans, you're going to lose tonight. I just wanted to put that out there. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm an Eagles
fan. Right, don't be fooled, people.
I just want to see both teams do bad.
And since Q-Man is taking care of that, I'm going to move forward with the show, as I always do. So, recap last week's show. Last week, our guest was Big Joe Hurt of the Big Joe Hurt Band. I already know why you're laughing. We had a great show last week with Big Joe Hurt out of California. We talked about his album, While You Were Away. We played the single War, and Joe gave us the exclusive. The name of the next album from the Big Joe Hurt Band is going to be Soulful For Your Pleasure. It was an absolutely amazing, amazing show. And he gave us really, really great kudos last week for being the one of the only shows he can think of and that he's had the opportunity to be on that is purely and quote-unquote solely focused on soul music. So we had a great time last week.
Yes, we did. Very, very good show last week. And that brings us to this week.
That's right. We'll get to that in a second. So, as we remind you guys every week, the Neo Soul Show is powered by X2TheL.com. Please, in your spare time, go check out X2TheL.com. Check out the featured artists. Check out the Your Music, Your Life, Your Way section, the CD reviews, a lot of the events and things I'm going to get into. The current featured artist is Cy Smith. I mentioned this last week. She is still the featured artist. And once again, as I mentioned last week, there is a great interview on the website from the CEO of XTL, Mr. Ray Farrell. So please go check that interview out. There's friendly competition going on. We need to know who has the best interview at XTL.com. So go check that out. Ami Kayla has a CD review on XTL.com for her new album, Being in Love. That's also at the website. Events. Our featured artist, Cy Smith, is going to be performing alongside Sheila E. on September 7th in Newport Beach, California at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach. $55 for that event. And it's at 7:30, so please go out and check out Cy Smith. We're really pushing to get her on the Neo Soul Show as well. The Liberation Tour is winding down. September 7th, they'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. The 8th being Mary J. Blige and D'Angelo. On the 8th, they'll be in Concord, California. The 9th, Universal City, California. The 13th, they'll be in Chicago, Illinois. On the 14th, Clarkston, Michigan. And on the 15th, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow. You really got those announcements in there.
I told you I'm excited.
Okay. Well, I just need a moment to let everyone know that we lost one of my favorite actors this past week, Mr. Michael Clark Duncan. And it brings me to the point, as I am getting older, as we are all getting older, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to tell you that you need to do this and you need to do that. You need to eat this. You need to do all of these things. But the bottom line is Mr. Duncan was a vegetarian. He worked out every day. He took care of himself. And yet it was time for him to go, so he had a heart attack. So all I can tell you from that is do what you want. Live your life the way you see fit, because you're only going to get one. So if you want to bungee jump. If you want to eat a triple cheeseburger, eat it. Just make sure that at the end of the day you don't have any regrets and there's nothing that you can ever say you wanted to do that you didn't do. Because you only get one chance and it could be over tomorrow. That was it.
Very, 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 very powerful words. And I agree. I was very shocked to hear that we lost Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
But I was also very happy to realize that people didn't know him other than just that black guy that was in Planet of the Apes or The Green Mile. They knew him for a lot of the philanthropy and a lot of the things he did in the community and what he did and tried to do for black people. I was just glad to see that people did know him for that as well.
That's right. And before T. Mitch silences me, let me just say that unfortunately, Miles Austin just scored.
Like I said, you got that. You good with all of that? We're going to move forward the show. Tonight's guest, ladies and gentlemen, is the lovely, stunning, the beauty of New Soul, Gloria Ryan. We're going to get right into her single. I was battling with which single I was going to play tonight, and I just decided to close my eyes and just go with whichever one felt right. So we are going to play Inside My Love. Again, this is by Gloria Ryan, and this is the Neo Soul Show.
Just waiting.
I'm sorry. T. Mitch, did you hear her hold that note?
Let me tell you, I've been listening to the song for about 3 weeks now. I've definitely heard her hold the note.
She really held that note, bruh.
Amazing voice.
You ready to go?
I'm absolutely ready to go.
Okay, go ahead. Bring her on the line, T. Mitch.
No. Let me say, I got a lot of complaints from listeners because they said that they are beginning to complain about you complaining about doing the intro.
You make this stuff up, man.
I will forward you the messages. The Mighty Ox said it. Tink said it. We got a lot of people that are getting a little fed up with what they feel is the best part of the show and you complaining about it. So I was told to tell you that. And I just told Gloria that she's going to love her intro. Don't make a liar.
Why would you even put pressure on? All right. Anyway.
Let's go, man.
Are you ready to go, man?
I am absolutely ready to go.
All right. So with that said, everyone, it's time to bring on the guest of the night. She hails from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. She has performed on stage at the Today Show, 106 in Park, The Monique Show, The Tom Joyner Morning Show, The Novel Peace Prize Ceremony, and the MTV European Music Awards. She has performed with the likes of Rihanna, Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson, legends Ashford and Simpson, Patti LaBelle, and even the late Teddy Pendergrass. Her single is entitled Inside My Love, and her EP is entitled Just Glow. She is the beauty of new soul. She is Gloria Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
That was an awesome intro. That deserves an award. Thank you.
No, Gloria. No, Gloria. Thank you.
That was a lot of pressure. That baby did a good job. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Thank you. Thank you, Q-Man, for coming through.
Hi, guys. I finally get to hear you. Like, I'm speaking to you guys. I'm so happy. Hi.
Hey, we're glad to have you on. How's everything going tonight?
I'm having a beautiful evening. You know, I'm on the West Coast, and, you know, of course, it's like 80 degrees at night. So, I mean, I love the heat. The hotter, the better. I love it.
Awesome. Excellent. You have a fantastic voice.
Thank you.
We had to tell you that T. Mitch has been, you know, doing that thing he does when he really likes someone, you know, listening to the song a million times in his underwear, candles, just concentrating, breaking it down over and over. It's what he does. It keeps, I don't know, it's some sort of focus thing that he's got going on.
And his underwear,
I didn't put you on the spot, did I?
Yeah, the whole, I don't think everybody needs to know I do it in my boxes. I don't think you need to put that out there, but...
I didn't say breathe.
As long as you have candles and it's incense and you make it sexy, like, it's all good.
There you go, T. Mitch.
Now,
he's going to ask you a lot of probing questions. That's what he does.
Yes.
Okay.
So, whenever you're ready, T. Mitch.
All right. Well, Gloria.
Yes?
The first question is never really a question. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, the beauty of new soul.
Oh, I mean, you kind of said it all. You know, of course, I've been performing since I was a little baby, literally singing for my mom's company and, you know, talent shows in school. And I ended up getting the attention of Dr. Lena McGlynn in Chicago. She's the same teacher that taught R. Kelly and Chaka Khan. And it really just nurtured me and just pushed me to do this music thing. And, it's, you know, really I have to give her a lot of props for that, for just helping me to continue to live my dream. And, of course, I came from a family where it was always, you know, some type of entertainment. Like, my family is full of natural performers. my mom, actually, both my parents sang, but neither of them pursued it professionally. So it's definitely in my blood. My grandfather was in a gospel group, a gospel quartet, and Yeah, it was always some type of entertainment music around the house, jazz, rap, hip-hop, you know, you name it. I heard everything.
Okay. T-Mitch.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, again, listen, every week.
You sleep, baby? Wait a minute. I need to.
I'm good. No. I'm good. I'm a fan first, so I listen to the answers before I move to the next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does these uncomfortable pauses. You'll get used to them, Gloria.
Yes, you will.
Shout
out to Sister Sweet. Shout out to Sister Sweet. She just texted me, and she pretty much segues to the next question. Like you said, you have an amazing voice, unbelievable range. How do the comparisons to the legendary Minnie Riperton influence you and your music?
Well, first of all, there would never be another Minnie. You know, I just kind of smile and just I just say, oh, my God, whenever I get that comparison, because to me, she's like one of my musical mentors and my, you know, musical mothers. And I really still, oh, my God, I'm such a fan of hers. But I actually learned about my octaves by listening to Mariah Carey. And was practicing and just started singing like Vision of Love, and that's how I found out that I could hit the notes. And then I found Minnie and just totally in love. So I'm always humbled by the comparisons because that's Minnie, you know? Like, there will never be another Minnie. But I did have the pleasure of speaking with Richard Rudolph, her widower, a few times, and he gave me nothing but his blessing to do her music. So that was, you know, a big push for me, and I'm like, okay, all right. I got to continue her legacy because I really feel like that she didn't get the love that she so deserves. I would love to do for Minnie what, like, Hallie did for Dorothy, you know? Like, I feel Minnie deserves
right.
that, absolutely.
That's
well,
big. Okay.
Very nice. I have
okay.
a question.
Lovely.
Y'all are funny. I love it. Y'all not gonna make me laugh like this.
He always messes with me. You'll get used to it. I don't know what it is with him. But I ask everyone the same question. Besides Minnie, obviously, tell me what singers influenced you growing up. Who really, whenever you heard them sing, you felt the need to chime in and sing along with them? Who had that effect on you?
Definitely, you know, Mariah and Whitney,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all can mm-hmm. sing along to their songs, you know.
Right.
I used to sing Jody Watley songs in competitions. My cousin and I, you know, we would sing her songs. I mean, whoever was, not only did I have the people who I loved, but my mother would play Aretha Franklin and Anita Baker and Tina Marie, you know, so I was
mm-hmm.
definitely influenced by those greats also. Like, those are just a few of my favorites that I absolutely love.
Okay. Cool.
Well, you definitely got fans in the chat room. Kevin wanted us to let you know that the song sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kevin. Hey, fans in the chat room.
Now, you know Kiara's in the chat room.
What's up, Kiki? That's a girl. What up, sis?
Speaking of your music, the song that we played, the other singles on the album, Where You Are and Wait a Minute, your EP has landed you extraordinary opportunities like the I Showcase Music Exhibition you had at the Beauty Bar in Las Vegas. How great was winning that showcase, and how was the show? How did Warner Brothers treat you out there?
It was, you know, again, confirmation. Denise Williams was there, which is another one of my favorite artists, and she was so sweet and so supportive, and she was like, you know, she told me that Minnie Riperton and her were great friends, and she was like, you sound excellent. So that was just, you know, some things when you just want to just hold that moment still and just really keep it with you. And Warner Brothers, you know, they chose me. I didn't even realize it. Like, when they said my name, I was like, huh? Because, you know, every experience is just different. Every performance is a chance for me to learn and to grow and to meet people. And, you know, you're constantly learning yourself as an artist, as a performer. And, you know, all you can do is get out there and do your best. So when they chose me, I was just excited and just, again, humbled. So, yeah, we're in the midst of having meetings, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Sounds
cool.
Good.
Okay. Well, along with the Vegas show, you were also recently in California at the Warehouse for Dressed in Black, along with Official Biz. What can people expect at a Gloria Ryan performance?
Oh, wow. You need to just sit back and just, like, first of all, I'm a little bit of a comedian, so you never know what I'm going to say. I want you to feel comfortable, because the worst thing is to get up there and it's just like, you know, you want your audience to be involved in your performance and in your show. You know, it's a live music, and it's just like, that's what makes every performance different. You don't know what's going to happen. So I may pull somebody on stage. I may do a little shimmy, a little lap dance. Like, you don't know. I may talk to you, tell a joke or two. But I like to feel comfortable, and I like to draw my audience in. And, you know, it's not rocket science. Like, we're there to have a good time, period, you know?
I hear that.
I tell my story, and I leave a piece of myself on every stage that I perform on. I try to, and I'm blessed to do so. So, yeah, you never know what to really expect. And I can't help it. Like, I'm silly. I like to have fun. I like to have a good time. So just come prepared to feel like that you're in the midst of family.
Well, that's great. Wow. Well, we actually have a little audible for you.
Okay.
We actually have Kiki on the line. Kiki, you there?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
We're good.
How you doing, Kiara?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Yes, I just want to, like, give you a little shout-out. And you already know that you are, like, my top favorite in the artists ever.
Oh. I appreciate you. You know, if I don't see Kiara, like, shouting me out, or if I don't shout her out, I'm like, something just ain't right about this week. Like, you know, Kiara, she stays on me. And I, you know, I appreciate you, little sister. So that's my little sister right there, y'all. So. Keep doing what she's doing, and she's even making big strides. I mean, like, you're going to be, like, one of the top promoters in the game, sister.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I
keep up the good work.
And I really appreciate you all inspiring me to keep supporting the indie movement, you know? Like, I just really enjoy supporting this type of music.
Because
it's really important for it to be heard.
Nice.
That's beautiful. We need you, baby. We need you. So thank you so much, Kiki.
Yes, thank you, Kiki, because we wouldn't have Gloria now if it wasn't for you. So thank you, Kiki.
Yes, thank you,
look
Kiki.
At that. Look at that.
That's right. Kiki is the neo-soul Diddy.
Right? That's what I told her. I'm like, you are, people are watching your movements, and, you know, and she's still young, and it's a great thing to just see, you know, the future of the indie movement, and she's like setting the standard for that. So you better get it, mama.
Thank you.
All right.
I really love you. Thank you.
All right, Kiki.
All right, Kiki. Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay. Your voice changes. Is it a bad question, a sexy question? I'm like, ooh.
He doesn't do the sexy questions.
It's not a sexy question, but after you described the coming up on stage lap dance thing, I tried to give my sexy voice, but it must have flopped because you just called me right out on it.
Ooh, no, I like that, because you got, like, really deep, and you were like, I got a question. I'm like, ooh.
Okay, I'm glad it worked then. But tell us what you think about the state of soul music today.
It's a lot of good music out here. And I think just like with any genre, with any music, you know, from rock to alternative to hip-hop to rap, you know, I mean, music evolves. And you have your pop, you know, soul music, and then you kind of have your underground music, you know, so... I mean, I enjoy a lot of different artists, and I enjoy mainstream artists. You know, there's definitely a mixture of music that I listen to, so I don't have a problem with it. I do feel that with the digital age, that we're able to get connected to more artists more than ever before, and it's a beautiful thing. So, I mean, I say, man, I hear some soulful music out here. I hear some soulful music, and then I hear some stuff that I can definitely fly with. It kind of reminds me of it's like 80s pop feel to it, and it's all good, you know. I love all music, so I don't have a problem with the state of soul music. It's just evolving, as we all have to change and evolve and just get better and, you know, accept all of us.
Cool.
Good.
Well, since you are a part, of the current state of soul music, Mika in the chat room, or Micah, I hope I didn't mess that up, she wants to know, where's Gloria Ryan going to be up next?
Up next, like I said, I'm on the West Coast now. I just actually left the East Coast, and I was in Harlem. A Harlem girl. I love Harlem. What's up, Harlem? but I'm building my fan base on the West Coast, and, you know, one show at a time, one fan at a time. And the iHeart Music Conference is going to be coming to Las Vegas, and I will be performing at one of the after shows. So I'll be posting information on that. And, yeah, you'll catch me in Vegas or L.A. Like, I'm doing a lot of recording, too, so I'm building the next project. So I'm really excited, really excited.
Sounds good. When you're on the East Coast, you got to let us know.
Definitely.
Of course. You know, I'm like I said, I'm missing my New York state of mind. My girl Mika is also a fabulous artist from New York. So what's up, Mika?
We may have to get in contact with Mika then.
Yes.
So I'm good, Q.
I will be back out on the East Coast in October. I'll be doing some recording actually on the East Coast. So I'll be back. I'll call you guys up and say hey.
Sounds good. We have 1 minute left. You survived an evening with the Q-Manity Mitch. How was it?
No, that's all? No. We have to do another half an hour now.
Yes, we're going to have to. And you know what? While we have 30 seconds left, tell everybody where they can get your music right now.
Yes, you can get the music on at bandcamp.com/GloriaRyan. And you can also go to GloriaRyan.com. I'm actually going to be relaunching my website, and it'll be some exciting changes, a chat room and a message board on there. So you'll see that's growing and changing. But I also have some music that's on iTunes. So look me up. That's Gloria Ryan, GloriaRyanN. So Bandcamp.
There you have it, everybody. We want to thank Gloria again for coming on and spending some time with us. We're going to keep you updated on everything that she does. T-Mitch, I guess that's it for T-Mitch and myself. And for xpdl.com, make sure everybody checks out the website. Check out Gloria Ryan. We'll be back next week, and we will try to do better with S-Navi. Correct, T-Mitch?
That's right. It'll be chatty time back on the Neo Soul Show.
Until then, for T-Mitch and myself and Gloria, glad to have you on. We'll be back next week.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, good night, everybody. Aww.